On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Dr. John Bryant is an esteemed community leader and is considered a pioneer in urban education. During his youth, he experienced the institutional discrimination many African Americans faced before the Civil Rights Movement. He relates one of those personal stories in this conversation with his longtime friend, Leslie Krinas.
One of the things that I always find so remarkable about you is you always have managed to still keep your sense of humor, and you don't seem to have a lot of anger. It's like we work on these issues and we address them, and I find it so remarkable that I know you've had many experiences as the first, Black assistant coach here at Cincinnati, or in the first Black teacher at Withrow, one of the first at Withrow High School, and they allowed you to,
I was a business education teacher, and I did teach typing, ASDF, JKL, semicolon, those are the home rule keys.
Here with your doctorate degree, right?
Well, I didn't have the doctorate at that time.
Yeah, that's true. But think all those things that you've experienced. And, there was so much anger and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we spend this whole time in this process trying to heal that or trying to work towards that. And then here we are again, almost at a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. But you've never lost your sense of humor. And I've never seen you show a true anger, frustration, yes. But not the anger aspect.
I have had some anger, without question. Mm-hmm. I was a member of the first Army volleyball team that was going to Fort Benning's, Georgia, to play in the All-Army Volleyball Tournament. And we flew from New Jersey to Atlanta, Georgia. And it's kind of funny when we think of Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. This was in the spring of 1957. Got into the landed at Atlanta, and had to take the connecting flight from Atlanta to Fort Benning, Georgia. And it was about 9 p.m. Walked up to the reservation desk. And the clerk said, you can all fly on the flight going to Fort Benning, but in the state of Georgia, blacks are not allowed to sit next to whites on the airplane. And, of course, my teammates who were white said, well, you can sit next to us. I said, no, you don't understand. A black may not sit next to a white person on a flight in Georgia. Now, we have a flight leaving at 3 a.m. that have vacant seats, and he can go on that flight where he will not be sitting next to a white person. And that was the state law in Georgia. And, of course, that gives you some indication of the state of situations in Georgia and Alabama and the Montgomery bus boycott and why that came about and how it came about and all that. And so that just gave me firsthand knowledge.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr., U.S. Bank Foundation, and the Johnson Foundation for their support.